Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Tina Bachmeyer, your host this morning, and I am joined in the studio with two guests. I have Roger Schmidt. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And I have Ed Littlefield. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
And we are talking today about a few upcoming events happening with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. So, Roger, you're the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, right?
Yeah, that is my yeah.
Wonderful. And can you just give us a little bit of a picture of the things that are happening, that are coming up?
Yeah, you bet. This is a really fun week for us. And I'm just going to give you the quick rundown of all the performances and our art show that are happening. We're right now in the middle school session, so middle school students, about 250 middle school students. We also have a high school brass intensive. So here's the rundown. Wednesday, today at noon, the Alaska Brass Workshop will be doing a concert at the Otis Theater, 12:15, and it'll be about a 45-minute show. Then Wednesday night at the Performing Arts Center, our middle school students will have their first night of final performances. Thursday night, and that's free, all these things are free to the public. Then Thursday night, will be our second night of final performances. Friday at 1 o'clock, we have an amazing art show on the campus, on the Fine Arts campus. And then we have a bunch of performances around the campus in different spaces. That goes between 1 and 4 o'clock. The Alaska Brass Workshop will do their culminating concert at 3 o'clock that day. That'll be incredible. And then that night is our middle school's final performance, also at the Performing Arts Center. And then there's a rock. One of our programs we have is a rock classes, and so our rock musicians do a short rock concert about 45 minutes at 10 o'clock at Otis Theater. That is the rundown of the student performances, and then we culminate between our middle school and high school camp with our gala event, Jazz on the Waterfront, which has been going for over a decade now, and we can talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, so that's a lot of events that are happening, and so we're kind of in the middle of the sessions for Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
That's right. We finished an elementary session, a teacher training institute. We're at our middle school camp. Then after that, we have a two-week high school camp. After that, we have Ed does a jazz workshop. We have a dance intensive. We do a two-week production of Legally Blonde this summer. We have an arts and science festival camp for adults. We have some other programs, historic restoration program that brings college and university students from around the country to learn about working on historic buildings. And we also have an artist residency program that we do. And so our summer season takes us up about mid-August.
And Ed, you are a musician, but also a faculty member for Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Yeah, I've been teaching here or working here with Roger about 18 years. And it's been great to come back home to do some teaching, some playing in high-level groups, and work with students from all around the state, which is a pretty amazing thing about this the camp, is that it draws people from, I think you said, over 40 communities from around the state. So giving back to the home state, as well as giving high-quality music back to Sitka, such as the Jazz on the Waterfront concert, which is just an amazing band to play with and to work with. And yeah.
So you will be performing this year at Jazz on the Waterfront.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. And what are you looking forward to in being a part of it?
Well, can I spill the beans about the first set? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So the first set is going to be amazing. My friend Andrew Hames and I grew up together, and we played music together since we were in fifth grade. Wow. I went to his second birthday party too. So we've known each other for a long time, but he and I and the band are going to do a set from 1966 featuring the music of Count Basie and Frank Sinatra. It is one of the earliest records I remember that said, wow, that's what I want to do for a living. Mm. And over 20 years ago, I heard that, and it was just kind of blew my mind. And so we're going to do most of those tunes, I think, most of those songs from that set that they did live at the Sands in New York, in Las Vegas, complete with banter, maybe. Maybe all the jokes, too. So that's what I'm looking most forward to, is to being able to play music with my friends and play one of my favorite records of all time, too.
So, Roger, can you give us a little bit of an image of what this night looks like? What does it involve?
Yeah, this is one of the most amazing shows. It's a dinner So it's a sit-down dinner party. You can reserve tables, or you can, you know, come and just join a table with people. It's like a jazz club, like the Blue Note or like Village Vanguard, where you come in, you sit down at a table, and it's all about the music. The food's amazing. We're going to be featuring Puerto Rican food. We're also, our last set features one of the most famous Puerto Rican musicians, Tito Puente. I'm thinking a lot about Puerto Rico these days. I'm sure a lot of other people are too. So when I think of Puerto Rico and what it's given to, you know, as part of the United States, what it's given to our national culture, it's for such a small place. It's given so much, the music, the culture. So we're featuring the last set, I'm on a tangent, but the music of Tito Puente and other Latin jazz. Music. The show, the band is as good as you. Bijan Watson is the international top call, world famous lead trumpet player. He plays with everybody from Michael Jackson when he was alive to Diane Krall to Michael Bublé to, if you can get him, to the Boston Pops to he plays
to movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in movies. So.
In fact, he was in La La Land most recently. So he's as good as it gets. The trumpet section is just a phenomenal trumpet section right down the line. Brian Neal, who's also a world-class trumpet soloist, as he said, last year I was lead trumpet, now I'm fourth trumpet. So, you know, the point is it's just such a rich group of musicians. Ira Napis is a famous trombone player. He's come before a number of years ago. He'll join us again. Ira's on Paul McCartney albums. He's also recorded and played with Ella Fitzgerald, Woody Herman. So the list of sort of pop icons, Ray Charles, the list of jazz legends, and then the movies, SpongeBob, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's a real popular Grammy Award winning kind of I don't know what kind of you call it, sort of pop jazz. Ira, all the trombone solos on all their albums are Ira. We've all heard Ira. We've all heard Bijan, because if you consume popular culture, they're the voices you hear. Bill Liston is another. He's our solo tenor player and woodwind doubler, and Bill is on all the movies. He's also an orchestrator for things like Pirates of the Caribbean. They're just incredible musicians.
You've also got Alex Hahn, right?
Yeah.
So Alex Hahn is a recent graduate of the Thelonious Monk Institute, or soon to be.
Yeah.
And this is amazing. He got called for Michael Bublé's record 2 years ago as a student.
Yep.
So he's coming to play lead alto for us, which I think is amazing. So if you like Michael Bublé, like that type of stuff, you know, he's the guy that played for him. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Has this group of people ever, that sounds incredible, like an incredible group of musicians coming together. Is this something that happens often with Jazz on the Waterfront? Like the big group of people coming together?
Yeah, so Jazz on the Waterfront's always a big band. It's about, by the time we add sort of all the guests, it usually ends up being about 20 people. Singers, trumpets, trombones, saxophones, bass, piano, drums, guitar. It's always been an incredible band. This year is probably, so we're not always, this is kind of our all-star year where all our heavy players plus some other really heavy guests have all come together the same year. You know, Ira being here at the same time as Bill Liston, Christian, Ed, you know, again, having Alex Hahn come up, having Bijan join us. Vern Seelert was able to make it back. So it's almost like we've taken the best over the last 15 years that we've been doing this. And this year, that band, all our favorite players are in this band. You can't find a band like this anywhere.
And Roger, what are you like looking forward to in this? This is happening on Saturday. That sounds very exciting. What are you looking forward to specifically about this event coming?
Well, I play in it.
Also a musician in it.
Yeah, I'm one of the trombone players in the trombone section, and you know, for me, living in Sitka, coming from a musical background where moving back to Sitka, one of the challenges is Ed knows really well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your career is in Seattle because it's really hard to have a career in Sitka. But for me, after freelancing in the Bay Area, choosing to move back to Sitka, one of the things that was really challenging is what do I do as a section trombone player, so this is one of the ways that that we bring the music to Sitka. And for me, it's a chance to play, you know, great music with great people, great friends. You know, the band, many of the people in the band I've known, like Ed and I, we were talking about, have known each other for 18 years. So just playing together is a type of communicating and a way to really show, I don't know, I feel the love on the bandstand, and that makes it a really deep experience. And then we also, a lot of students can come and listen to, and that's really important to me, because when I was a kid, you know, I just wanted so badly to be able to, you know, to be able to hear a band like this and see great players. Equivalent if you were a high school basketball player and you got to, you know, you got to meet or listen to or watch, you know, I don't know who's the great basketball player right now, but you know, getting to see a great team play, getting to meet them in close.
Yeah, I mean, we started, like Andrew Hames and I did jazz band throughout high school, and we played dance sets, right? So we learned how to do, like, I think it was about 50 plus tunes in one night, which is pretty impressive for a high school band. I never got to see what a true working band looked like, though, and this would be an opportunity for some of those students to say, hey, maybe I like doing dance band, or I like doing jazz band. What does a real big band sound like? And we're going to have one on Saturday, like a pretty pro band. So,
and fun. Is this event a fundraiser?
It
for
is, yeah. The... Yeah, and the students actually volunteer as servers. So it's actually, I was thinking about, it's actually an adult event, but we find ways to get a lot of kids that are musicians in, which is a long tradition too. I can't tell you how many gigs I've worked on the other side of things just to hear a band. Mm-hmm. The event is $65. That includes dinner, and it includes the three sets of music. And what it does is it helps us raise scholarships for our students. Last year we gave out $90,000 in financial aid. Over 20% of our students received some type of financial aid. It's been the goal of the camp since I started 18 years ago, to try to make sure money wasn't the reason people couldn't come to camp. And so we're really proud of that. But it does take fundraiser after fundraiser, donation after donation, and the generosity of a lot of people. This is a way to combine your generosity with this is our mug that we give back for making a contribution to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Come to the show, enjoy the show, and you're also supporting the scholar. The musicians all play for free because they believe in the mission.
That's amazing. If you are just joining us, I have Roger Schmidt, the director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Ed Littlefield, a musician and faculty member of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We're talking about things that are happening, and specifically the amazing Jazz on the Waterfront event happening on Saturday. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books or by calling 747-3085. And thank you both so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks for having us.